Hi, this is John Simpson, and I'm listening to the Hip Hop Digest Show. You should too. You should too. You should too.
Pusha T just dropped the album. He dropped a diss record the next day and mentioned his wife. Now, he could have not did a record and straight up punched Drake in the face when he seen him. But how does a guy say what's the rules in a rap battle that had a ghostwriter before? Mm. That's not fair, dog. Like, you letting a dude who had a ghostwriter now say what we could do in the dirt. In the dirt, in the dirt, in the dirt, in the
Welcome
dirt,
to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's your other dude, E Color. What up?
What up?
Okay.
I guess I could tell by hearing my voice and my animation that it is not old Dark 30 in the morning right now.
Nah, it's not.
This is they getting on a podcast and shit like sunshine and shit.
Hell yeah. I got sunshine.
There's plenty of it out here today, so it's all good.
No doubt.
Shit, did you put your bid in, B, for the Megas?
I already won that shit, B.
You already put it in the air?
Already won.
All right, well, we'll see Monday or Tuesday when this shit gets posted if we really want it or not.
Hey, that damn shit's like damn near a billy, ain't it?
It is a billy now.
God damn.
All right.
I'm not hiding. Y'all can call me. My brothers, of course. You know you got me, but anybody out there in the world, holla if you want to.
Checks won't be coming your way.
No doubt. Unless one of our listeners hit, and if you want to go ahead and donate to the show, well, we accept checks, money orders.
You want to make this podcast expand.
Exactly.
Thank you. We appreciate
it. Our busted ass website.
Yes. Hit us off with a new website. We like that.
No doubt. So before we get into the show proper, last week, first I want to apologize. I've been disconnected. I had a lot of class work. We're going to a new computer system at work, so it's crazy. But last weekend, I was, of course, out digging in the crates as I usually do, and I came across one particular record. Here it go. You can see it. Anyway, the name of the record is called Lip Service. It's not a classic or anything like that by a group called Beatmaster. And it's a memorable record for me for one reason only. Like I said, it's not a classic. It's actually a Tommy Boy record. Shout out to Keith LeBlanc, who is the producer on that. This particular record in the small town that we come from, York, Pennsylvania, this particular DJ went on to become the biggest DJ in this town. Talking about Jimmy Mosley. They call him Bro Mo or Brother Mosley.
Bro Mo Disco.
Used to be in a funk band called Sunburst, as a matter of fact. But that's another story. I got that 45 too. But all that being said, I found this record because when Mr. Mosley started DJing on this particular street, Front Street, that we lived on, it was DJs. It was myself, who was a young pup, still DJ, the master across the street, William Walker, and Bro Mo, who was just starting. This nigga had two Technique straight arms with wobbly ass needles. And the only records he had was doubles of Beatmaster's Lip Service. It's crazy. You should play it at the end of the show.
Yeah, they need to hear a piece of that.
Yes.
Just so niggas will know what we're talking about, huh?
Right.
If they ain't already Googled it.
Indeed. So all that being said, yo, William Walker, who was the man at that time and shit, you know.
Bill Zapp,
of course. No doubt him and Rick J, rest in peace. They were the fucking dudes, right? And he taught this guy. Matter of fact, he did more than teach him. He went over there and just gave a full-length course. And Brother Mosley will never admit it because it was only three of us up there. Myself, Mr. Walker, and Mr. Mosley. This nigga got taught a lesson that day, okay, by some young bulls. And he'll never admit it, though. That's why that record, and I found the record, I was so excited because it's personal to me. So,
and I got that call. He was excited.
Yo, I was really excited because I never owned that record, and I always think about that record during that particular time. So again, a Beatmaster. The record is called Lip Service, Tommy Boy Records. It's not a classic, anything like that. It's an electro-funk record. But anyway, shout to all involved. So
folks want to hear them stories, B.
Well,
there it is.
That's just a small story.
You just reminded me of some shit, too.
What's that?
When you said Bill Zapp, Mr. William Walker. There's a short story about this shit, too. Him and his brother got into a huge argument.
No, I know where he's going.
Yeah, Mr. Walker. And his brother went to his room and did the unthinkable.
Oh.
Snatch the 1200 arm off of the 1200.
Ooh, that's painful now just to think about that.
And one of our boys came screaming down the street and said, "Yo, Bill Sipes' 1200 arm is sitting on the side of the road looking like a fucking dead rat."
And the reason why he's saying that, because who said it, rest in peace to Garrett Fish. Fish was, because the way the tone arm was looking, if you ever see a dead rat on laying on its side, that's exactly how that shit looked like. And the problem,
whiskers.
Nigga, there was no less than a half dozen motherfuckers in Billy's room about 5 minutes later, staring at the turntables like it was a dead person. Like,
B, it was a dead person. B, 1200 to a DJ, nigga? You done took the 1200 arm
he
off?
Was, and he was the only one at that time who had 1200s, yo. The rest of us had, you know, S-arm turntables, but they wasn't the 12s, my nigga.
I was like, there wasn't a death.
Right.
That's what's up, no doubt. So anyway, let's just jump right in. Excuse our personal stories down memory lane. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Sci High. Is that how you pronounce that? The Prince. Yes. Challenges Joe Budden to a $500,000 battle.
Oh, wow.
So.
He's saying Joe Budden ain't got it no more, huh?
Okay, well, damn. That shit lasted all about 2 seconds, all right? Because Joe Budden goes on to say all these niggas, and he's meaning the general rap public, got a problem with Media Joe. They don't like his podcast. They don't like the fact that he's blown. They don't like the fact that Joe Budden's is criticizing a large majority of these niggas, okay? But they keep calling out the rapper Joe. He said if somehow he were to raise enough capital, meaning that you ain't even got the 500K, he said it might be fun, but it would have to be a matter of timing. But more than likely, we ain't gonna get it done because even at 500K, I have no reason to battle Mr. Sci-High. So let's talk about this in the phonetic. Can Sci-High the Prince, from what we know with the two MCs, can he out-rhyme, just on the smell test, can he out-rhyme Joe Budden if they were going to get down?
He could give him a run. He could give him a run. Because Sci-High nice. That is no bullshit. Sci-High is nice.
None at all.
You may underestimate him if you want.
I believe technically Joe Budden's would smoke him only because Budden's is a battle rapper. And the problem with a lot of these guys, and I mean just young guys, it's nothing against Mr. Sci-High because I do respect his skill, no doubt. But they don't come from that community. And when you don't come from that community, you believe that just slick talking is enough to get you to be a battle rap victor. That's just my opinion.
B, my man. I gotta ask you. I've gotta ask you.
All right.
Have you really listened to enough Sci-High to be able to validate what you just said?
Yes.
That dude is nice, B.
He is probably
slick talk and all that other
he
shit.
He is probably one of the nicest cats who is probably, I ain't gonna say because it's used too much, the most, but he's hella underrated as an MC.
Doubt.
I'm not gonna say that he's the most, I ain't doing that, but he is hella underrated as an MC. And as his age group goes, if I had to pick guys, if I'm drafting guys, he's a first round draft pick.
Okay, because he's like really not one of the young boys, you know that.
He's not one of 220 something.
He's like between young boys and us.
Okay. All right. So that may make a difference. But, you know, from I'm just saying, I think there's some nuance from the battle community that mainstream guys don't appreciate. And we'll get a little bit into that later with another topic, though.
Can I just say that I am a fan of Joe Budden, the rapper, and I'm a fan of Joe Budden. Well, I'm going to say MC. I'm a fan of Joe Budden, MC, and I'm a fan of his podcast work. All right? I'm a fan. But I think that he probably is doing right not to battle or engage Sci-Hi and or Royce da 5'9".
I'm going to tell you why.
He needs to stay out of that.
I'm going to tell you why. Because I believe he put out a masterpiece of work when he put out the EP and whooping the Northern Boy's ass.
They ain't Drake, B.
No, I know. I'm not saying that.
One of those guys is Drake.
No, no. But what I'm saying is the fact that battle on the wholesale, the true technical aspect of MCing and the way that Budden presents itself, it's a yawner for the general public. And I'm just using that piece of work as an example. B, I mean, in another era, you know, the Northern Boy career is over, but it wasn't, and he's the man, and I get it. But I'm just saying.
I'm not even addressing that guy.
Okay,
that's real. But I will tell you, I saw Joe Budden in one of those battle rap events. He got smoked, B.
That's real. Okay.
Joe Budden got smoked. And I'm not just saying it. The whole crowd said it.
Okay, that's real.
Joe Budden against a regular rapper might be able to kill them in the battle rap arena, but against a battle rapper, Joe Budden gets killed.
So my point,
he's not in that. He's not, his skills are not sharpened enough to be in that arena.
So my point is, I guess the point I'm saying is, nice aside, is he a battle rapper? Does he come from the battle rap community? From what I know of him, he doesn't, but I could be wrong.
But neither does Joe. So yes, he killed the dude that you talked about, but nobody cared or whatever. It didn't count. When he did do the battle rap thing, he got smoked.
Okay.
So messing with Royce and or Sci-Hi, who are probably of the same ilk as him, I'm not going to say it wouldn't be entertaining and might get some amazing music out of it, but he would just be wise to not take those. There was those battles.
Well, obviously.
Well, I'm going to say another reason why it's wise for him not to take those is because he has moved on to a new career. So if you're going to be a journalist or be in that type of zone, you shouldn't even be getting involved in going back and forth with the people that you're talking about.
And basically, that's what the conclusion Budden came to. You know, in the opening statement, all these guys got an issue with Media Joe. And I don't care if it's Psy or Yachty and all these, this fuck Joe Budden shit, they all got a problem with the Media Joe.
Well, I did say I like Joe, right?
You did. No, this
but is... But he has to... As part of the shit, he was a rapper. He was an MC. And now he's talking about rappers and MCs. And they hear him talking about them. So you don't think they're going to say nothing back or challenge him or any of that?
Yeah, that's part of it to me. That's a pet peeve of mine, because that's part of the immaturity of hip-hop, even as a whole, from commercial all the way down to underground cats. There really isn't a hip-hop media. The hip-hop media was traditionally the Source magazine, and then we moved on from the Source magazine to basically just Dick Ride radio, and now we're Dick Ride blogging. That's what the hip-hop media is. I'm a rapper. Right. I'm supposed to come to you. You're supposed to ride dick and make me feel better. When you don't do that, there's a problem.
But the thing also is, Joe also has to get some thicker skin. If niggas come back at him, he has to expect that, though. Because if I say something about you, B, and we're sitting here and I say something about you, you're going to come right back at me and say something about me. We're going to be going back and forth. So Joe shouldn't expect anything less from these niggas when he says something about them.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, that again, I'm let me repeat. It's, again, a wholesale immaturity amongst hip-hop culture as a whole.
So, but wait, which side is, are you saying in totality, or are you saying that these people that are going at Joe is immature, or are you saying Joe is immature?
No, I'm saying if we're going to, as all the young blogs and people want to say, hip hop has evolved to this new level, to this new paradigm. Have we really? because now when you start to have independent media, us, Joe Buttons, Nori, you know what I'm saying, all of those things, podcasts and people voicing their opinions on music and the state of culture, that's the media, okay? You never hear filmmakers, and you always using these top producers or whatever, well, except for maybe African-Americans, but that's a whole nother story, coming at cats because somebody in the Chicago Tribune gave their movie 2 stars and said the plot was bad, or the filmmaker or the production wasn't correct, yada yada yada. That's just part of the culture.
I don't know about that, B.
I know they do. I know it's always everybody's always talking about Spike Lee or definitely we.
No, I'm not even talking about African Americans. I'm talking about in general.
So you saying that in general, filmmakers is bussing back heavy at critics of movies.
And you know why? Because we don't really focus on that like we do hip hop, but it happens.
Okay, I'm not saying it don't. So,
I mean, there's always people that's gonna retort. To retort to a report, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna happen. It's just the amount of energy you give it. Like, are you just making something and be like, fuck it, I don't care if they like it or don't like it. I'm making it and I like it. Or are you making it for people to come and give you accolades and trophies and shit? So it's just a matter where the person is. But as far as Joe Budden, yo, I appreciate that dude, and I appreciate Sci High, both of them highly. Though I would like your boy LeBron, selfishly like to see that happen. I think Joe better go ahead and fall back and stay fell back on that one.
Well, and he did fall back on it. So, you know. All right, so let's kind of finish up. This was the second part where I was talking about Styles P and Dave East. This is the next topic, by the way. Styles P and Dave East break down why your boy, Mr. Northern Blackface Boy, was wrong about Beef Rules. And they basically set it down to this on this level. We all know what happened in that. It was discussed at length. I'm not going to do a long topic on this. I want to kind of get past this. But it was very interesting to hear Styles P and Dave East's critique on this. And how they ultimately thought at the end of the day that your boy, Blackface, really didn't have to beef. Okay, and because he didn't have to beef, being the number one guy, being Styles P said, I put him up there with Kanye and Diddy, something apart, you know, but you really don't have to come down here and you don't have a right as a number one guy. You don't have a right to come down and tell the guys on the street, the wolves who are battling, what the rules are because you got your feelings hurt. And I thought it was pretty apropos from, you know, well-respected guys. Dave East is a young guy, you know, who's respected. And of course, you know how we feel about Styles P, you know. I thought it was pretty interesting. And I never really looked at it that way to understand that, first of all, why, you know what, why is kind of even he engaging, or why would he even engage in some bullshit like that? He's so, you know what I'm saying, as the number one pop guy.
Ego.
And no, I'm going to go here with it. I'm going to tell you why. Because he hears niggas like us talking, chirping, saying this nigga scared. Niggas call him out and he don't say nothing. He's on that Jay-Z shit. Somebody say something, he just stays quiet. So it gets to him. It starts to gnaw at him after a while. Like, I got to say something.
Well, B, that's all fine and dandy. And I respect what you just said. But wasn't none of that when he beat Meek Mill, was it?
And he didn't beat Meek Mill.
According to the public,
public opinion, he won. He won by public opinion with a bunch of memes and all that other shit. Shit that even have nothing to do with rapping or hip-hop, emceeing, nothing. That's what he won on.
Which is why I said ego, because you got destroyed and people are still talking about it. And the fact that you're still making money and videos and getting everything in the world, dude, just go be happy and have that. It's okay. You took a L in this arena. Let it go.
Yeah, and quickly, part two to that, I see your boy Jay Prince is still out there talking about that. And I'll tell you what, man, this literally, you know, Northern Boy,
he's got protection.
No, B, he's a grown fucking man. And every time Jay Prince opened his mouth, every fucking time he opens his mouth,
he's protecting his investment.
B, I don't give a fuck what you call it. I tell you what, I'm going to thank Jay Prince for doing my job. because he makes it so easy that when we look back on this shit in 5, 10, whatever type of years, that it is going to be very easy to put him in a bag. He don't want to be in that bag. He think he the motherfucking man walking around with his chest out. But thanks to Jay Prince, you know what I mean? Like, he protecting his 12-year-old son. I appreciate you, son. Keep doing it. Because every time you do it, you make your man look bad. So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest.
I don't like the threats, though, B. That's what I don't like.
Me?
What threats?
Oh, Jay Prince talking about
Jay Prince,
he can squash this nigga.
Yeah.
Anybody can get squashed, brothers. So the ones that do the most talking need to be the ones most watching out.
Well,
remember, I always say it, Tupac didn't kill Biggie and Biggie didn't kill Tupac.
So. Ain't that the truth? So, all right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Yo, this is a public service announcement. CNN, per CNN, said that smoking is featured in half of the R&B and hip-hop videos. Hip-hop music videos are showing tobacco and marijuana use. They're being viewed billions of times by mostly teens and young adults. And this increases the likelihood that these young people will start using or be interested in tobacco and or marijuana products themselves. That information comes the Dartmouth Institute for Health Policy and Clinical Practice. As parents, as adults, what do we feel about, or do we even feel any type of way about the smoking marijuana and cigarettes and the rampant, yeah, I'm going to add in alcohol usage, perp and others?
What about the sexual provocative?
Well, they didn't say anything about that. They were just talking about smoking and saying that the tobacco company really doesn't have to worry. If you read further on down that article, they're getting free advertisements via the most popular music in this culture, which is commercial rap as well as R&B.
So we gonna stop baseball games?
For what?
To have nobody drinking up into the seventh inning stretch?
Ooh.
And then driving home?
Ooh. Ouch.
We gonna stop football games? And
ouch.
Basketball games and all of that shit?
Shit, nigga.
Tell them how you really feel.
At $14 beers, you might wanna stop.
They ain't gonna stop.
These niggas are walking around with the bottles in their hand.
Shit.
The plastic
the
bottles.
Opened bottles.
Miller Lite.
And standing in the smoking, the designated smoking area.
B, okay, so let me make it personal then. You would feel fucked up, any of us probably would feel fucked up if we seen our minor children puffing on the la, or, you know, around the corner with their boys and shit, turning up that Grey Goose. You feel, you know, we gonna feel fucked up, right?
Probably not, to be honest with you.
What?
Probably, like, Sydney, just turning 16, I'd be like, come on, yo, come on. But
Wait, hold up,
You gotta look at yourself, same shit you did.
That's real.
Your kids are possible, it's exactly possible your kids be doing it too.
Exactly, that's where I think that I got a reality check real early in life with my son. Because I think he was about 11, first time I heard him use a cuss word. And I wanted to slap fire out his ass. But then I thought, I got a fucking filthy mouth. I've been cussing around this nigga since he was a fucking infant. Preemie, you know what I'm saying? And all he hears me fucking cuss. And I'm like, I did this. So how the fuck am I going to get upset with him like this when I know I did this to him? At least he heard it from me on a regular.
Okay, yeah, but you checked yourself. What I want to get to is, okay, well, you answered it. You talked about how you felt about that. I swear, I think you kind of ducked it a little bit, yo. You was like, if it was a 16-year-old Sydney, or if it was 16, or my daughter, who's, you know, all about to turn 21, so that, but
right.
I feel, despite what I did as a teenager, no doubt, and I will admit that, but despite what I did, I'd be like, yo, I guess I would feel heated.
Can I tell you what I would really do in real life?
Okay.
If and I'm going to say Sydney, because Adonis and Amherst are 27 and Taylor's 20, just like your baby is 20. So
right.
Let's talk about Sydney, 16. She get caught out there on some Instagram video puffing that la.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to be bothered. I'm going to be upset. But am I going to be like, God damn it, Sydney, and all that kind of stuff? Nah. Nah, what I'm going to do, though, as the dad that I am, is I'm going to call her and be like, yo, Sid, yo, how you going to put yourself out there like that? Because I tell, I have had these conversations.
Okay, so you basically
done any of this shit. Right, but I tell them, this is not how you want to be seen.
You going to drop knowledge.
I'm dropping knowledge. Okay. I'm not going to be off. I'm not that dad that's going to be yelling and cussing. Not now. I might have been before. But now I'm not about that. It's like, okay, you are growing up. And this is your life. And this is how you're going to be seen. No matter how you think you are, you know, other people's perception sometimes fucks up your reality.
Yeah, that's real. And I will admit. That's how. Yeah. No doubt, I will admit, I'm glad they didn't have none of that camera shit when I was a kid, so.
we'd be bad.
We'd be fucked up in the game.
Yeah, nigga. Yo, them niggas was puffing loud at 9?
I don't know about 9. I don't, yeah, but 14, yeah, hell yeah.
But I, but
14, yes.
I will admit, again, we'd be fucked up in the game.
So. Climbing off parkway rooftops and shit.
Ooh. So, all right, yo, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is an interesting topic. I pulled this off of DJ Booth. Our entire staff picks their current top five based on bars. Now, we're not going through everybody at DJ Booth, the entire staff. What I did is I went through each list, and the people who appeared multiple times, I told, I will go through how many times they will appear. This is it, not in order of popularity. This is just what I was finding. The first MC that I saw that had multiple posts was Earl Sweatshirt. He had 4 posts out of the people who's the DJ Booth staff as a good MC based on bars. Because I don't know everything, and I have been disconnected from the chain this week and all the above, but I don't know everything. Yo, I don't really know anything like that about Mr. Sweatshirt. Is he nice, and would he be worthy of being on people's top 10 list? I granted, all these people are way younger than us, so I get that, but I don't know anything about him, man. I'm asking y'all, do you guys know anything about Mr. Sweatshirt?
I'm not really a Sweatshirt fan. I know of his material, but I'm not really a Sweatshirt fan because I don't like his music base like that.
Oh, okay, so his tracks and what he's rhyming over is. So, but he's not a trap guy, though, is he?
No, not like that, no. But I just don't like his music base. But okay. He's got skills.
Okay.
Ain't he part of a TDE or some shit like that?
No, I thought he was down with,
I thought he was down with,
What's that other cat that y'all liked his album? Cherry Bomb or whatever that was.
Tyler.
Yeah.
I thought he was down with
them. I thought he was down with them, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he probably is. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything bad, so.
Okay, that's real. All right, next person on the list was Fonte. He got 3 mentions. And I tell you,
old nigga get a mention.
Yo, he got 3 mentions. And, you know, a lot of this, again, probably the fact that he did put out a project, which, again, to me is should be anybody over the age of 40 should be their number one album. But I'm just saying. So, but he got 3 mentions. Next on the list is Black Thought, who ended up with 6. And I believe that
off of the EP?
I think off of that video, everybody was like, oh God, these young people at DJ Booth, they probably
basically off of views only.
Right. I don't think that these people, and I could be wrong, I don't know anybody at DJ Booth. If you ask them, did they ever listen to Illadelph Half-Life, they probably would say no. But they did see the video and is like, God damn, you know, I can't deny that.
Right.
So next on the list was Kendrick Lamar at 5. That kind of speaks for themselves.
Kendrick Lamar.
This is their generation. They would like him to be the GOAT, I'm sure, you know, but here nor there. Next on the list was the only female on the list, and a young lady by the name of No Name. And she had 4 mentions. I didn't know anything about No Name. I listened to about 3 tracks off the album. She has a very unique style. And it is not whack. And for somebody of her age to have that type of style, I found it to be quite refreshing. Now, I don't know if subject matter wise I would be into her music, but one thing you cannot say that she's dumbing it down. No, ain't none of that repeated, you know, Gucci Gang type shit. None of that involved with No Name. So, shout to her.
Walking like you talking.
Next on the list was Pusher T at 4 mentions. And again, I just think that this record was too much of a monster for people to ignore at this time around. Now, granted, next summer, this list could be totally different. And last but not least on the list, and it's not who you think, but maybe it might be, 2 Chainz with 2 mentions.
Wow. I like 2 Chainz. I think I said that before. I ain't mad at 2 Chainz.
Blackface didn't get mentioned, B. You trying to tell me that the cats over there at DJ Booth is trying to have some scruples? They like, we not putting no pop niggas over here?
B, I believe that people over at DJ Booth, maybe, and I could be wrong, they're all young people, but maybe, I just think maybe all the chatter about ghostwriters the last 2 years and about being propped up by OG niggas with investment portfolios is starting to get the niggas, and that the veneer might be coming off a little bit. You hear me, Sambo?
He might need some dental work.
You hear me? You hear me, Scatman?
Man, people trying to align themselves correctly or something?
Okay.
I can respect that.
Let me just give an apology to Peter Johansson right now, because it just is what it is, bro.
So, nah, well, that's it. I mean, I'm just saying.
At least nobody said anything about Kanye having mental illness.
Next topic.
Man.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Speaking of Kanye.
Uh-oh. See, there you go. I tried to save Peter.
Speaking of Kanye, but this is a little different. Kanye and Vic Mensa stand at the crossroads of hip hop accountability problems. And it's a lot of they did talk about politics, they talked about domestic violence, they talked about a lot of different things involving these two MCs and a lot more.
But that's Chicago, right?
Okay, but yeah, but I'm gonna boil it down here. The examples they use is Kanye West is a 41-year-old man who has more in common with 21-year-olds than a 48-year-old Jay-Z. And then they talked about Vic Mensa dissing a dead rapper in front of his mother at an award shows and yada, yada, yada. What I want to get to with this particular topic is not talk about these guys, but how, and if you use hip-hop original credibility standards and you judging cats on whack music, you don't have these problems. Okay, Kanye is right now putting out a bevy of whackness. To me, he's been putting out whackness since 808, but he's motherfuckers heroes. But if you judge him on a hip-hop standard, it's pure whackness. You don't have these motherfucking problems.
I think the veneer then came off of that nigga, too.
Okay,
that hero, right. that cape then fell off.
Well, that's fine. Mr. Mensa, okay, again, not using the original hip-hop standards. That goes along with Northern Boy, or you can't say anything about a sick friend, or you can't diss a dead rapper in front of his mom and all of that shit. If you're using a standard of hip-hop music and the traditional hip-hop standard, you're not having a fucking problem. You're not writing articles about hip-hop credibility, because you, the person who's writing the article, I guarantee you, I'm gonna pull up 10 fucking articles, okay, when you praising these motherfuckers, but they was whack to begin with.
Can I just give you 2 little quick pieces?
My man.
Mr. Mensa, yo, I believe in the hip hop battle standard that everything is open and free. However,
uh-oh,
in this case, what is the purpose of battling or even mentioning someone you may have had beef with that's dead? Not alive, dead, yo, murdered. What is the purpose of that? I don't see purpose in that right there.
He just performed his song that he already had out.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's TV and you could easily not say that, right? I mean, the guy is dead, B.
Let me ask you a question.
If he could retort, get him, but
hold up, dead. B. Let me ask you a question. Is the song any good?
I don't know and don't care. G, I probably never even heard it.
I'm just saying, from your perspective, G, is the song any good?
Not from my perspective.
Okay, see, there you go. See, okay. There you go. I'm
all right,
saying,
so it's all messed up then.
No, what I'm saying is that, see, you're having a problem with guys who have become bigger, with the exception of Mensa. I don't know how big or small he is, but you're having a problem with guys.
Jay-Z.
Okay, he's big enough then. You're having a problem with guys who have been violating the hip-hop standard from the jump. And now you want to run around talking about hip-hop's credibility problem.
Let me talk about the other dude now. Let me get the other piece out the way, because it sounds like you're addressing both. So let me get the elephant out the room. Kanye makes a dope ass record that's reminiscent of the first album. Niggas is gonna listen to it. And if niggas get reparations, niggas is gonna fuck with Kanye. So
I don't even but I've always said this. I can separate shit. So for me, I would be able to say, yo, that fucking Kanye shit is crazy, yo. But still not fuck with his political association or any other shit. But still be like, yo, that album is crazy, yo. Kanye on his shit again.
And Killer sitting right there, a little bit of slumped shoulders.
And Killer would be, it would kill him to even have to acknowledge that this cat has a good album. Because don't even want to fuck with this nigga.
Let's make it personal then. Let's make it personal. All them pretty albums over there you got from Soul Sonic Force and Africa Bambaataa.
No doubt.
You burning them shits?
Negative.
You giving them away?
Negative.
Okay, so you apparently have separated the alleged situation and his music. Yo, I believe you'll do the same thing with Kanye. I don't know about Vic Mensa and that other shit, but with Kanye, I think you'll do the same thing.
Look, I guess ultimately, again, I mean, my point isn't proven because I don't know how to, I don't know how to give an example to prove the point that these guys or guys like become bigger and synonymous. The same thing happens with the Northern Boy, and then the rules somehow get changed because he's so big or bent or whatever. You know, if motherfuckers would pay attention to the original rules, and a motherfucker took an L, he took a fucking L. All right?
But we're not in the date. I'm not happy about this, but we're not in the original days anymore.
Okay, but
we're at a point where a dude can sit on a TV show with one of the greatest basketball players ever and sit there sounding like his other half and talk all this craziness about changing rules.
You know what? But I'm saying, but so if a motherfucker asked me, or if a motherfucker is my unsolicited opinion would be like, ah, fuck that nigga, because you know what? Under the rules that I live by in hip hop, he would have got dismissed a long fucking time ago. So the fact that y'all still dealing with rotten trash, that's y'all fault. Hmm? That's new school
exactly,
shit.
That's exactly why Peter Johansson thinks we shouldn't be talking about this shit, because it's really a non-factor. It doesn't matter if that dude goes on 50 shows and talk about the rules are changed. Y'all go ahead and change y'all rules. It is not going to change my mind at all.
Exactly. So, now shout to Peter Johansson. Now, I get it. I get it. So, no doubt. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest talking about rules.
Drake! No, I'm just playing.
What rules?
I didn't say his name. I'm going to forever call him either Blackface or Northern Boy or a variation of the two.
I want the one and done listeners to know who we're talking about.
Snowshoes.
Anyway, next time we're going to have our digest. You're talking about the original rules here. This is a couple of weeks old, but the governor on the text chain posted a picture of DJ Jazzy Jeff at Southport weekend DJing with the Rain 12s. I'm on my DJ shit. I'm on my technical shit.
All right, go there.
Okay, so the Rain 12s, for those of you who do not know, are media players dressed up to look like turntables. It has a full record open platter with no turn on and no needle. And Jeff is on them motherfuckers, because I saw a clip, doing what Jeff do. Being amazing. No doubt about it. I'm not saying that Jeff's wrong. I'm just saying I got an example And I believe in a way, the technology is cheapening.
I'm getting ready to say this real quick before you finish.
My man.
Am I hearing Jeff getting ready to put on some panda socks?
Well, Jeff has been in the mall. Yeah, he's already got the socks on.
So he's about to put a jacket on then.
I don't know about that. But
because he sounds like he's becoming a push button nigga.
Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily. So my issue with Jeff, who went and was... Let me start back at the beginning. My issue with Jeff, when he was interviewed back in April, okay, Jeff was like, I did some beta testing with them, the Rain 12s, and I found them amazing. They eliminate so many issues that people with turntables have had for years. Vibrations and needle jumps, okay? So the amazing thing that Jeff does, and other people, J-Rock, DJ Scratch, Primo, and I can name a million of them, okay? The amazing thing that they do is the fact that they're so talented that they could take a regular turntable with a needle and a tone arm and a fader and an up and down and perform miracles with that without it jumping. Will it jump from time to time? Yeah, of course. But they can perform miracles. My example of that would be in the jazz documentary, I believe it's certain people back in the days when they used to play the trumpet, used to take a handkerchief and put it over the trumpet. And the reason why is that their finger movements or the way they held their fingers in position was a closely guarded secret. And they didn't want people to bite. So I'm going to fast forward to DJing.
Like niggas covering up the records. They didn't want you to know what record they was playing.
Similar.
Scratching out labels and shit.
Right, but similar. But this is to a different degree. This is about actual skill. Now, with media players, now you have 12-year-olds doing all the scratches. Transforming.
I'm going to show you how Jazzy Jeff does it.
Right. You have 12-year-olds who are transforming. You have, you know, all kinds of people who can do all the scratching. 12, you're transforming, chirps, flares, you know, all the scratches.
Beat juggling, all
beat
that.
Juggling everything. You know, but you know why? Because they can be heavy-handed as clubs. I could never do any of that shit because you know why? I didn't have the talent in my hands. And there's another factor with that. One more. I know I'm going long. But one more, and there's another factor with that. As the technology increases, okay, you have a talent, and you sent me a video, was it today, of a gentleman finger drumming?
Yeah, I did.
You have DJs who can do all of those tricks, but spend at least 20% of their routines finger drumming. And if you don't have that talent, the finger drumming, I'm saying it is a talent, I'm saying that the focus on cutting and scratching and what made you special does not exist without the tone arm and the needle. Because anybody can do it.
B, let me get in here on you real quick. I do not see a problem with that technology for a couple of reasons. You mentioned earlier in the show about straight arms.
Yes.
How everybody had them damn straight arms. Along comes the S arm.
Well, the S arm. The S arm was the original joint because it tracked better when you cut.
Right, right. So it's technology that came along that made things better, right?
Okay.
And not that people wasn't getting busy on the straight arms, but the S arms came along and you were able to do better things.
No doubt.
We are able and should embrace this new technology. I'm not saying we gotta be like, oh, fuck them S arms and all that shit, but because it's as you said, it's amazing to see DJs do what they do with that, right?
Oh, it is infinitely amazing. I'm not dissing.
Right. But what this new technology does, and I'm not buying all in. I'm not all in. I'm just saying that what this new technology does be is it does keep DJing alive. It does keep juggling and cutting and scratch. It does keep it alive, B. Whether it's not putting in the work, because I guarantee you everybody still won't be able to do it. even without Tone Arms.
Oh, I mean, the point I'm saying is that, to me, the Tone Arm and the Needle separated. That's where the separation was to me. Because, I can basically scratch, but I can't do what Jeff does, okay? But there are young people who can do what Jeff does on the without a Tone Arm, but couldn't do what Jeff does with a Tone Arm. So,
and there are people that could do shit with the S arms that they couldn't do with the straight arms.
I gotta grant you that. I gotta give you that. And so and forth as we go on. And I believe that finger drumming with all the edits and the cue points that all this shit is built in, finger drumming is going to become more and more important in a DJ routine. So if you can't finger drum, and to me, at some point in time, you're not even going to be dealing with a fucking spinning platter. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Finger
right.
drumming will be the order of the day. So, again, I guess it gets back to that's why, to me, and this DJ shit should always be, and I'm going to say it again, divisions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm with that.
A pro division, or not even a pro division, but the classic pro division with the Tone Arm and Needle. And then if you want to come down to the Rain 12, all that with no Tone Arm. And then if you know, fuck that. If it's me, I ain't buying the Rain 12s. I'm going to go full out ass Pioneer, Media Player, CDJ, whatever they called. I'm doing that shit. If I'm going,
I hope that takes off and they sell those for $1,300 each and bring them 1,200 prices down.
1,200 is classic. I'll tell you what, I don't know if they ever going
to
come down.
I don't know. I tell you what, you got a lot of guys running to get them Rain 12s and they got their old shit up for sale.
Crackhead prices.
So Rain's just loving it because they're like, fuck it, that's what we want. We want anybody to be able to do this shit because anybody could buy our shit.
Yes.
We want this 12-year-old to be on fucking YouTube giving instructions on how to do this shit. So every 12-year-old can beg their mother for Christmas, please buy me the Rain.
Right. Oh, ain't no doubt about it.
I'm going to be happy that it's still keeping DJing alive. Even with the new technology, I still hear cutting and scratching and juggling. I still hear it. So I'll be happy with it.
Even if they're not really doing it.
Well, I'm not going to put them on the same level as a DJ Scratch or the Scratch Pickles or any. I'm not going to put him on that level, B. But I'm saying, I mean, that's like somebody who can fucking play a violin. Not everybody can play a violin, yo. But there are people who play that shit very well, right? So it's like any music, the technology, like people sit there with a fucking, remember with a keyboard and was playing whole different instruments, guitar, whatever, with a keyboard. So we're never going to be able to stop technology, yo.
No doubt.
I'm saying we just have to figure out what it means to us.
I wasn't dissing. I guess to me, I wanted to be able to point out to any person who's on the Rain 12s and who are doing miracle work on the Rain 12s, Jeff included, that, you know, but can if you can do that on the traditional setup with the Tone Arm and Needle, that's a different level of skill. That's a different level of light and sticky and a talent in your hands that now you can have two cinder blocks for your hands and get busy on the on the Rain version. So that's all the same way with the trumpet and the motherfucking rag, you know, over the finger. Yep. Niggas is like, yo, how the fuck is he do that? Well, let me check his fingering. And he like, nah, nigga, I'm covering my shit. You can't see. Right. Now, if you figure it out on your own, then you the man, you know, so.
And that is something, DJing, scratching and all that kind of, that you can't really teach somebody. They got it or they don't.
Right. No doubt. So, yeah, you're right. Shout the Rain, all that free advertising. You need to send us some product.
Yeah, I ain't talking about no money.
You don't want that shit.
I want the stickers.
They'll send you a sticker.
My mixer getting kind of old.
No doubt. All right, that's what's up, man. So you got any leftover topics swerving?
I got a couple. I know we're going long, but I got a couple.
All right, go in.
All right, so you remember a while back when I was kind of giving Boots the business for talking about Spike Lee's movie?
You was.
You did give Boots the business.
Well, I finally saw both of the films.
Okay.
And at this point in time, you know, I'm a stickler for not giving up plots and all that shit. You know I am. What do people call that shit when you say something about a movie early?
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler. This ain't no spoiler alert because the shit's been out for a couple of months. You ain't seen it, you'll catch it. First of all, Black Klansman is not a, you know, it's a based on a true story. So it's not like it's some new shit out of from nowhere. I saw the movie. It was very much a Spike Lee movie. It hit all the Spike Lee points, and I was not disappointed.
All right.
And I just want to say also, as we know, I am a Spike Lee fan, but I didn't fuck with She's Gotta Have It. I thought it was one of the stupidest fucking movies ever. Boring, whatever, whatever. But that's what made him, right? So from there, I've been tracking Spike Lee's career, and I am a fan. I'm a fan of Boots from the Coop, right?
Right.
Coop?
Yes, sir.
Cool, yeah. I'm a fan. So, and I understand his mentality, where he is with all that kind of stuff, but I'm still mad that he said what he said about Spike Lee and try to bring in all that money shit and all that. It was still wrong, in my opinion. So let's talk about his movie. And this might be a spoiler alert, but I don't give a fuck. It's out there.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. That was one of the most crazy fucking movies I've ever seen in my life, yo. And I was mad because I kept trying. From the beginning, I'm trying to give it the full, you know, opportunity to be a good movie. I heard people saying about the production quality was good. The acting was good. B, that movie had about 17 fucking plots in it. It's like he was doing way too much. It was a sci-fi. It was a scary movie. It was a comedy. It was a social commentary. It's like, what, B? What, first movie or not? Maybe it'll be like She's Gotta Have It to me. And he'll make some more movies. And I'll be like, yo, he's making some good-ass movies. But when you making that kind of movie right there, B, you got to fall back on talking about somebody else. You got to fall back.
Okay. So,
I don't want to talk about what I actually saw in the movie, but okay. I am saying it's one of the most crazy fucking movies I've ever seen.
So you just saying you should give Spike a little more respect than that?
He needed definitely give a little more respect, and I understand what he's saying because of who he is. Fuck them cops and all that shit. But the Spike Lee movie was a good ass movie, B.
Okay,
it was based on a true story. Okay, so it wasn't, you know, I'm curious, did the dude wrap his arms around the David Duke and get that quick picture? I would like to know if that shit happened in real life, because that shit would be crazy funny to me. But I took it for what it was. I watched the movie. Good production, good acting, the whole nine. Typical Spike Lee. All right. But for Boots, bruh, I want you to do better. So let me just make that clear. I want you to do better.
Okay, there's Gene Shalit in the Critics Corner.
Yes. You can...
And what Rotten was that last tomatoes. Shit? Fuck else was I going to talk about? We were just talking about on the chain.
Oh, you said something about DJ Q and his podcast, the Audio Infusion.
That. I almost forgot about that.
Shout out to DJ Q, Audio Infusion.
Sure, yes, sir. He had me listen to that joint, and I
he ain't gonna let you not listen to it.
But it's a good listen. Anything that I listen to or watch that evokes some kind of emotion out of me, I got to give it credit. Q's brother and their guest from down in the boot, as he called it. Yo, they had me heated, B. They had me mad heated. I wish I could. Damn, they made me clap my hands like I'm in New York or some shit. They had me heated, B.
Dead ass, B.
So
dead
I'm,
ass,
yeah,
B.
So
dead ass.
Now, Word is Born. So Word is Born. And now, I listened to the first. I haven't gotten around to the second one yet. But I did listen to the first one, and I would say the same thing. Your boy, shout to Q, but son, your brother be tripping on some shit sometimes, son. So, you know.
Yeah, academic on there. For real.
Yeah.
I understand people trying to weave in the new shit, but nah, B. What's that movie? Good Hair. That shit is perm. Leave that shit out of here, B. Get out of here with that.
That's what's up. All right, no doubt. So we going world famous Kurt G albums of the week.
All right. This week we got Von P and the Other Guys. I'm Good, Love, Enjoy. That's Von P and the Other Guys. I'm Good, Love, Enjoy.
That's the best album.
It's not bad. That's not bad. And then we got Rasheed Chappelle, our brother, First Brick. That's Rasheed Chappelle, First Brick. And then the instrumental joint is Seb Zillner. Zillner, that's Seb Zillner, Zillner.
All right, that's what's up. Even though we want long, we ain't wrong. Hip Hop Digest in full. You know how it go.
I can kill him pregame. Oh, I ain't got no topics.
Y'all niggas got stretched this shit, dude.
Hey, well, we did, no doubt. So anyway, what I wanted to say is, again, look forward. We're going to have, you know, we had a very, very good positive response on going to the Hip House show. We will have a show with other audio examples and other genres. We're queuing them up as we speak. So stay tuned. We'll see you.
Yeah. Peace. Watch out for the copycats.
One.
Jam brings. I pray for foes who silent, slow singing and acts of violence. Possibly the consequences. I hope they come to their senses. Interest adding up. Play the market, watch me bag the slut. Slow with seduction, fit right in back the truck. Who gassing what? Pump for the play. Go for the fake, that's how you niggas sway. I go for the shot to take your spot away. No ops can slay the slander, get served. Flip the table, still enhance the word. They pray for your trap and hope you plant the bird. The piggies hopping out the paddy wagon, bragging how they made another bust, destroying your plan. With thoughts of lemon plush, they just as crooked. I hit the school, they watch me cook it. Even though the time I book it is priceless, they overlook it. Oh, your frame, I shook it. Shatter your confidence, your heart, I took it. Like a slow jam if wifey pushed it.
The parents in the very near future, when they see themselves not educating, qualifying their children, will come and recommend them to be a fabulous percenter and a truly got to do their job to teach them.
Yo. I get down for your mind one time. Divine lines pitch icy. Let them know who's sharp with the sword. With your energy, I'm keeping the grudge like Bushmaster for the birthright. Give them light, I'm live in the cap. Cappuccino, convert him to God. Professor blessed me with breaks. 68, I'm like a blade in the steak. Mostly, knowledge became they lack the spice on wild season. Thelonious, we out for the papes. Kick the loud aphrodisiac rap. More bullshit for your mentals. Sharpen your smarts, I stay chiseled. Full moons helping me stitch my scroll, scorch torches. Find your piece, I beg off and splash me. Whole shit is rushing and sweet. This rapper's got you niggas pregnant. All the dick riding y'all doing is devilish. Hold me down, hand me my cake, your list garbage. Sit parvage, I gotta crash the larger targets.
To be civilized people, the world is uncivilized.
We have to learn this radical secret. It's not the life that makes the contentment. It's the contentment that makes the life. It's not the abundance of things that makes joy. It's joy that makes your life abundant. And it's not even riches that make you rich. It's your heart that makes a life rich.
You might see me scrapping in a hood, shaking my hand. Or maybe catch me on the radio, sharing my faith. I got Jesus, and that's the reason why I'm content. Holler when I'm riding on a bus, going to work. Or maybe in a shade lab, putting in work. I'm with the Christ app family, chopping in verses, scratching the surface, trying to understand our purpose. You probably see me spitting bars up in the churches, but you never find me bragging. Always try to stay humble, even when I'm rapping. Wait, let me rephrase that. I only brag about Christ, cause it's my Lord and Savior. The only time I sound nice is when I'm trying to praise him. And I ain't speaking this with eloquence to impress ya. The reason why I do this is not even for paper. Nah, I do this for Yahweh, only for his glory. I do this cause I know the price that he paid for me. This be the secret of containment. Ancient scrolls I were buried in my basement. The word of God prescribed in rap verses. So what's the secret? It's only found in Jesus. Yeah, this be the secret of containment. Ancient scrolls I were buried in my basement. The word of God prescribed in rap verses. So here's a secret, it's found in Christ Jesus. You might text me, tweet me, you can WhatsApp me. Ask me when the EP drops, I sound cocky. Regardless if the CD flops, it's for his glory. The story remains the same, it's like Rocky. Resurrected after 3 days, you can't knock him. Your arms is too shot to box with a champion. Y'all need a therapy, y'all need companion. You might call it weakness, but I call it his passion. You might be the weakest, but he paid the ransom. The Alpha Omega, Alpha Creator. You might think I'm lucky, nah dude, it's prayer. The reason why you see me breaking bread with my neighbor, and why I'm always smiling. Speaking in tongues, you might think I'm freestyling. From M-Dubs to Island, still repping the I am. And I ain't even started, cause I'm marching to Zion. This be the secret of containment. Ancient scrolls I were buried in my basement. The word of God prescribed in rap verses. So what's the secret? It's only found in Jesus. Yeah, this be the secret of containment. Ancient scrolls I were buried in my basement. The word of God prescribed in rap verses. So here's the secret, it's found in Christ Jesus.
Grinding so my pockets won't be hurting again. Can't buy happiness or purchase a friend. Nah. What's your purpose? My work is a 10. Put years in, blood, sweat, and tears in. That's why the flow is so fearsome. The champion, they can't contend. Don't need the mirror to see how clear I am. Competition non-existent. Come at me, now you facing consequences. On the mission, gotta get this, sky's the limit. Can't waste a minute, cause the clock is ticking. From the pipes leaking with the water dripping, to hopping on flights, falling with me, maybe. Trying to live it, every song is delivered. Stand tall and never fall, one of the realest.
Still a happy child. I had problems, but I ain't never failed to smile. Everybody thought we was perfect, cause we tell around. Tell me why I'm writing these verses and I'm feeling down. Tell me why my pops had to hustle his whole life. Tell me why my mom's always giving their take twice. That's the wackish, I be doing my own thing. It's so legit, all I need is my own chain. Man dropping, you know we get it popping. Ain't stopping, so you just keep on rocking. Speaking of real, you know I'm for real. No nigga want a problem, cause he know how I feel. Around them gangsters, so I always move in silence. Might be pretty, but I'm always for the violence. Slap shorty up if she's getting out of pocket. I stand for my family, ain't no doubt about it.
People cheer.
One of the realest.
People cheer.
In it, authentic, all timid, fraudulent, I'm more wicked. Didn't have to learn the game, was born with it. Anytime you heard my name, raw lyrics came right after. Sure, I'm seeing nothing like rappers, cause they something like actors. When the camera's on, they perform. When the camera's off, they transform. Back to schedule programming. You a grown man, cut out those antics. One of the illest on the planet, from Pacific to Atlantic. Sick lyrics, spitting like a cannon. Using fab now just to understand it. Saying nothing over beats with a bunch of dancing. Pretty soon, I'ma be lamping. With a smoke clear, I'm be here still standing.
People cheer.
Stand tall. One of the realest.
People cheer.
Stand tall. With a smoke clear, I'm be here still standing.
Gonna know what I put out like we playing cards. Screaming after the world, stacking bread up till we living large. On my neck, Patty, what a chance, cause they blowing smoke. If I never get that chance, make your body float. I will hope you will understand this is not a joke. QGTM, no bed, this is our home. Wait, let's see what all the fuss about. Heard they was bringing the pain, so let me scope them out. Yeah, these really some lames, cause they just use their mouth. Tell me this stay in that lane if they can walk it out.
People cheer.
Prima Bang.
One of the realest. Stand tall.
People
Jay
cheer.
One of the realest. The devil for the poor.
Sky God.
The devil for the poor. One of the realest. Stand tall. The devil for the poor. One of the realest. The devil for the poor. Stand tall, never fall. One of the realest.
Never fall.
Stand tall, never fall. One of the realest. DJ is stupid. Stand tall, one of the realest.
She won't let me take a loss, why I'm heavy on my job. Ain't no telling if they gon' remember me tomorrow. So I treat this like they really ain't no destiny involved. Man, it's funny how it go. Funny how it's very different when you rhyming at the show. Then you walk up out that door. Then they go back to exactly what this shit was like before. And they wonder why we don't fuck with their venue anymore. This is unadulterated, uncut. This the homie that you grew up with and seen him come up. This that rhythm from the continent you know we all from. All from. And you know the metaphor is Voltron. Voltron, hey. Yeah, that's what we form like. Wake up in the morning, turn the mic on and it's go time. Cross the wrong line with my sister, that's a long night. Cross the wrong line with my brother, then it's showtime.
Hey, look at my mojo. Shape butter, cover my cocoa. In the studio with my co-host. Coming to you live with what we know, so don't touch the dial. Look at my mojo. Shape butter, cover this old gold. I like the road with my soul blow. Only time that I pose is for the photo. So take it and
wake
go.
Wake up late, bake, fix me bacon and some craze. Took some dishes off the base and what it take to make it great. High so high, the nigga face. I provide nigga wishes. I'm doing fine, ain't got time for your business. Word to my mom, word to my aunts and my sisters. I'm a target. Folks trying to tarnish my image, I'm an artist. Low as the bars, you be setting niggas starving. Think I need some carbs in my breakfast. Think I need a new guitar that's an investment. Different seasons switching parts on my ex-best friends. I pick the pieces of my heart and my intestines. Memories are getting far, yeah. Head hot on the car, hard. 10 toes on the top, ma. To the car starts, and it's bye-bye.
Hey, look at my mojo. Shape butter, cover my cocoa. In the studio with my co-host. Coming to you live with what we know, so don't touch the dial. Look at my mojo. Shape butter, cover this old gold. I like the road with my soul blow. Only time that I pose is for the photos. Ronaldo with my pen, got my goals correct. To work for my folks, so depressed. Smoking O's for stress. To win for the culture that's set. To take over like Jehovah, and up a gold on the net. Cause you know that we'll get it like gold in the winner. If you do it for the winnings alone, you're a gimmick. Every lyric I deliver's a load of my titties. We've been in the independence since 09 was finished. Why I own my own business too, grown for permission. Yeah, yeah, and how I grow is my decision. Fast kick, keep the gas, I'm trying to lower my emissions. I'ma get them ready as I load my provisions. Blowing smoke from my innards as the globe keeps spinning. The truth, the teachers keep deceiving the youth. The leaders keep repeating evil for loop. Why we keep on seeking and freaking the free and the new? That's what we do. Hey, look at my mojo. Shape butter, cover my cocoa. In the studio with my co-host. Coming to you live with what we know, so don't touch the dial. Look at my mojo. Shape butter, cover this old gold. I like the road with my soul glow. Only time that I pose is for the photo. So take it and go.
one thing, you don't even have any lips.